get down.
Hi, I'm Steve, creator of the geocaching rock band, The Travelogues, and you are listening to Geocaching Down Under with your host, Purple Cache Eater. Geocaching Down Under, get lost to get found.
Hello and welcome everybody to the first episode of 2022. How are you all doing? Say hi in the chat, pop in a word and let me know you're all here. It is really nice to see some familiar faces in the chat room. So don't forget to say hi and join in the show. Hopefully this one is a bit of an informative one for you. Let's see who we've got here tonight. Let me have a quick look through. Throsby Church, welcome, welcome. Found a podcast all the way from Sweden. Thanks for joining us, Patrick, even if you are busy multitasking. Lainey on YouTube, thank you very much for joining us. Hev Walker, thank you, Hev. Nice to see you all the way from South Australia. Oz Fox and Chook and Chunk, welcome again. And Kitty Catch in the chat room, one of my patrons. Thank you, Kitty. Oh, another Patreon, DTY, welcome. Another Chinese night. It must be Chinese and GDU in your household, I reckon. And Tank Engine, he's here too. Nice to see you. Alrighty, who else have we got here? Azo, MTB, welcome. Another Patreon, Julie. Welcome, welcome. Oh, and Darren Archer, just had a birthday, one of my Patreons. Welcome, mate. Thanks for joining us tonight live. That's awesome. Who else have we got? Fix It Fingers, thank you, mate. Oh, Team Canary, hey, thank you for joining us live. I hope you're packing as you're watching. You better be. You'll be in big trouble in Little China if you're not. Annie Gabriel, thank you for joining us. That's awesome. Daniel, Darkside Dan, all the way from Canberra. Thanks for joining us, mate. And Sally and Adrian Homburg, all the way from Melbourne. Elizabeth Lewis, thanks for joining us. Amy and Jen, my mum, Jen, is here joining us on YouTube. Hi, mum. Oh, dear, who else have we got here? Lorigar74 from Tatura. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Lauren. That's awesome. Sue B. Tim Williams, all the way from Queensland. Thanks for joining us, mate. That's awesome. Mark, you reckon you're packed? Just don't ask Wendy. All right. I promise I won't ask Wendy. All righty, guys. So thank you once again for joining me live. On tonight's show, I'm going to be chatting with Dave from the Geocaching Victoria Committee, and we'll be talking about the Wangaratta Mega and the GPS Maze. It's going to be held this weekend. So what's it now? Tuesday. So you better get there by Saturday. You've not got long now. So don't forget, please feel free to chat amongst yourselves in the chat room, keeping it PG. I do have a moderator keeping an eye on things. If things get out of hand, you will be booted out. So thank you for being respectful. We also have another winner for the GDU calendar photo of the month for December. So stay with me for that announcement at the end of the show. That's going to be a cracker, that one. Also, this month, our sponsor GeoStuff is very generously giving away two $25 gift vouchers to their shop. So two people win one voucher each. You can redeem that online, or if you are going to the Mega, the Wangaratta Mega, they said that you can redeem your voucher on site. So that's pretty cool. You've got the option. Also, very special indeed. The Geocaching Committee, the Victoria Geocaching Committee, has very generously donated a Wangaratta Unobtainium Geocoin. So if you saw the socials through the week, you will see what that looks like. It looks beautiful, and it's only one of 17. So that is like super rare. Super rare. So whoever wins that's going to be very, very lucky indeed. And you can colour me jealous because that thing looks wicked. I want one. There's only 17 out there. So, okay, thanks to all our Patreons. I see a couple of you in the chat room tonight. Thank you very much for being a Patreon and thanks for joining us live. That's really awesome. Special thanks to Lainey at LK Consulting Group for the marketing, mentoring and the coaching program. Geostuff.com.au for their ongoing support with prizes each month. Thank you, and I look forward to another fun-filled year of continued sponsorship with you guys. Thank you. Special shout out to my mum who is joining us tonight. Thank you for covering some of the cost of the show that I bring to you every month. So without further ado, oh, yes, that's right, Lainey, you can use your voucher to buy a GDU calendar. Yeah, absolutely. Woohoo! I reckon that's a good idea. Oh, thank you, Thomas. Appreciate that. Glad you've already got one. All righty. So let's move on and we'll get this show started. So let's start with some news.
Hey, PCE, how's this for a location? Beautiful. You know what? This is my new backyard as well. Anyway, what have you got for us for news?
Thanks, SMS. Appreciate that shout out there. So in terms of news, let's see. First cab off the rank, obviously, because it's this weekend. It's a matter of days away. Geocaching Victoria, the Wangaratta event. That one is GC8EW45. That is being held this weekend, which is the 15th and 16th of January. The Mega is on the Saturday, and there are other events on other days. But we'll be going through that later, so I won't bore you with that one. Next one to follow on from that is the New Zealand Mega, which was originally in 2020, then moved to 2021, now moved to 2022. So that's going to be on the 22nd of January, so that's later this month. I haven't seen any further news of any cancellations or postponements, so as far as I'm aware, that one is still going ahead. After that, we have the Cache Queensland in Townsville. So that is another mega up in Queensland, spreading it around the country, which is awesome. That one is GC9BVWD. That one's going to be held on the 16th of April. So if you're up that way or you can travel, feel free to log your will attend for the Cache Queensland mega. Following on from that one in April, we have the Western Australia Goes Big. So that one is going to be held over in Bunbury, and that one is GC9F6KC. That one's going to be held on the 4th and 5th of June over in Bunbury, Western Australia. For all the locals, they can get to that one. Otherwise, the rest of us will be travelling. And then following very shortly on after that will be the South Australia Geocaching June Long Weekend event. Now, this is a special celebration, the 20th year for the June Long Weekend in South Australia. It's going to be on Friday the 15th to Monday the 18th of June over the long weekend. So plenty of geocaching action there for you over several days. So if you can get to that one, I hear it is a really good event. Following on after June, we have the reassigned, redated, hopefully going ahead in August this year, the Geo Woodstock Canada. That one's going to be on August 13th. That one is GC86VDF. And the HQ celebration, that's going to be on the 20th of August, very shortly after. And that one is GC896PK. So if you're able to get out of the country and get to that one would be awesome. Otherwise, I reckon most of us will be watching the socials and watching the videos after that one, unfortunately. Following on from that is, in a while, but just keep it on top of your minds, is the Capital Geo Bash, which is going to be held in Canberra. That's going to be on the Easter weekend of 2024. So put that date in your calendar now. Make sure that you get your will attends in when the information starts coming out. But that will race around. You know, it's already 2022. It's only 2 years away. So that will race around. Before you know it, it will be here. So that's really cool. Looking forward to getting to that one. Now we've also got the Wonders of the World. In terms of souvenirs, Wonders of the World. That's still going. They've extended that one. So that's going now until the February 20th. You've still got a month and a half to get that one if you haven't already got that one. Locationless cache, that has been extended until December. So if you haven't got that one, you can do that as well. All you got to do is improve an area, an outdoor area, show pictures, take a video, show HQ how you've improved an area, take a photo with yourself, mention where you are and what you did, and you can get that souvenir there. Then also following on from that, we have the Cash In, Trash Out Season 1. That's going to be starting from March 1 through to May 31. So you've got a couple of months there to get that souvenir. Make sure you attend an event or host one. That would be awesome. And then this year, this is super cool, is Juices Wild. That's going to be on the 22nd of the 2nd, 22. So all the twos. I know people are already putting in, getting organised for their event for that. So if you can attend an event to get that special souvenir. I don't know what that looks like yet. They haven't released that, but we'll keep our eyes peeled. Following on from that this year, we have got the Blue Switch Day. So they've given us a few days to find that one, not just one. That's going to be from April 30 through to May the 2nd. That's Blue Switch Day, which if you're not familiar, is when GPS signal was released from just private government to the public. Also, this year, International Geocaching Day will be August 20 find a geocache on that day to get that souvenir. Second cache in Trash Out season is going to be from September through to November. So just the two seasons there. And then after that, we have our International Earth Cache Day, which I always make a point of going and finding one. You've got 2 days to find that, October 8 and 9. Find an Earth Cache on that day to get that special souvenir. They're usually pretty cool. And then once again, we have the Goodbye to 2022. So once again, you'll have, 7 days to find and get a souvenir for the end of the year. So that is the wrap-up of the whole year of souvenirs. So you can put all those in your calendar, mark them, and make a plan. Man with a plan, we like a plan. But don't worry, heaps of information will be coming out with the newsletter, so you won't miss anything. But basically, that is all the interesting stuff I have for you. But let's get to the show, because I know you're all absolutely hanging out to see what's going on where. So let's get the show started.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, muggles and geocachers, a big g'day from USA. I'm coming to you from New Jersey, and I do miss you all. Meanwhile, is that time of the month, the time for PCE and the Geocaching Down Under podcast.
Thank you once again there, SMS. Alrighty, let's have a quick look in the chat room, see if I've got any newbies. Oh, we are Glisos. Calvin, thanks for joining us tonight. And Duncan, all the way from Norfolk. Oh, thanks again for joining us, mate. Really appreciate that. Sandy in South Australia has jumped online. That is awesome. Excellent. Alrighty. Azzo, wish I could come. I know that'd be right. That'd be good. Alrighty. And Julie and Kitty Cat, you're holding one in Canberra too. Oh, okay, cool. That's for the 2022 event. That's awesome. Be nice if you could do it at 22 minutes past two. That'd be cool. Alright, well, let's not stuff about. I'm Purple Cache Eater, and tonight I am joined by Dave from the Geocaching Victoria Committee, and we'll be talking about the Wangaratta Mega and the GPS Maze, which is the first in the Southern Hemisphere, so that's super exciting. That's going to be on this weekend, so to find out what is happening, let me bring Dave into the stream so you don't miss a thing for this weekend and you can get organised. Remember, put your questions in the chat room and I will try and get them answered if we don't answer them in the show. So, here is Dave. Welcome, Dave. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you going?
Flat out.
You're probably a bit tired by now.
Yeah, it's been some late nights.
I bet there is. Oh, good. So let's just get right on into it. So I imagine that everything is pretty much finalised at this stage?
You think so, yeah. No, it's doing very well. So we're good. Last little bits, but yeah, everything's much in place now. So.
Yeah, that's right. And like with COVID and stuff, there's always one little last minute change or things has got to adapt and whatever. So
that's right. Yep.
That's all right. So let's just start sequentially and tell us what is happening through the weekend. So let's start with Friday. I believe Friday is the first day of any activities. Is that right?
Yeah. So Friday, the first campers will be arriving. So anybody who's booked campsites will be available to book to stay there on the Friday night. So I dare say most of the campers will be turning up on Friday so they can get an early start on the Saturday. The Foundation Friends of the Maze people, the people who've paid for that, they'll be having their exclusive preview for the maze on the Friday night. I think that's starting at about 7 p.m. or maybe a little bit earlier, but I'm sure there's some emails got sent out today about that. So they're the main two things that will be happening on the Friday. So everybody arriving, and then obviously the people who paid for the Foundation Friends of the Maze will be able to go along and have a look at a sneak preview of the maze.
That's from 6 until 9, is that right, or 7 till 9? Actually, let me put our cheat up on the screen here.
I think it's 7 till 9. It may go a little bit later. There was an email sent out today to all those people who have paid for that, and I'm pretty sure it would have the times on that.
Great. All right. So I've just popped this little schedule up on the screen here. Now, this is on the Geocaching Victoria website. So if that is hard to read for you or you want to print that out, go to the website, just geocachingvictoria.com.au, and scroll to the Wangaratta event and you can print this one out. So, yeah, camping's open and the maze VIP night, that's on the Friday. And then following on from that, we've got Saturday, if you want to talk us through Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday is the big day of everything. So Saturday has, obviously, everybody's camping can still turn up if they haven't turned up on the Friday. You've got the Welcome to Wangaratta event, which is an event which is held across the road at Rotary Park, which is just a gathering where people can kind of get together and meet and chat for the first time for a while, I'm guessing.
Yes.
That's really what we're trying to do a lot in this whole schedule is to this enable people to get together and COVIDly safe chat and catch up again. So so there's Welcome to Wangaratta event on the early on the Saturday morning, and then the actual opening ceremony is at 8 o'clock on the Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be held just outside of the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre. Gosh. And then at 9 o'clock, the registration books, the merchandising and the stalls and everything open up inside the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre. That all opens up at 9 o'clock.
Great.
Okay. And then 10 o'clock, the maze will open up. For the first few people to come through, we expect there'll be quite long queues on the Saturday morning. So as I've said a number of times, if you can get in on the Sunday, that would be much more preferable, or perhaps the Saturday afternoon.
I believe when people log, they will attend. You're also asking if they can tell how many people are in their team and a time. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, so just on all our events, if you're logging for more than one person, if you can just put the at symbol and the number of people who you expect to be coming followed by the at symbol, so we can get a rough idea of how many people will be turning up to all the events, not just the mega or the maze or the community celebration event, but all the events. Just, it makes planning these things a lot easier if we get an idea of rough numbers.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. So everyone, who, if you haven't already, put your will attends in and put how many people are attending from each team. So put the at symbol, the number, and then the at symbol, just so the team can gauge numbers and busyness.
Absolutely. Yeah, so then, yeah, the GPS maze is open from 10. There'll be a path tag trading session at in the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre at 11 o'clock. Should also mention that the Adventure Labs will be open on the Saturday morning as well too. The Adventure Labs are going to be held mainly at the Cattle Pavilion, which is in the showgrounds. There's, I think, I'm guessing 20 gadget caches. I'm pretty sure it was. There was 20 gadget caches for the Adventure Labs.
Yeah.
So they'll be there all day Saturday and most of the day Sunday until early afternoon on Sunday. And then also on Saturday, we've got the CETO that's happening at midday. That's down at the Wangaratta Common. We're doing that in conjunction with Parks Victoria, which is something we've been working on for quite a long time to try and get a good relationship between geocaching and Parks Victoria. So the more people who can turn up to the CETO on the Saturday, we can really show the parks people that we're serious about looking after our environment that we're in.
So what's involved in this CETO? Is it just picking up rubbish, or are we planting trees?
Yeah, it's a simple picking up rubbish one. Mm-hmm. So it's a Clean Up Australia Day style event. It's been registered with Clean Up Australia Day. Okay. So
what do people need to bring?
Sunscreen would be the big one. It's going to be 30 degrees on Wangaratta, at Wangaratta on that day, and gloves would be good. And obviously it's dirty footwear because the common is it's natural bushland.
Great. Yep, and bring some water too, but,
yeah, water's always good. It's going to be warm, so just to, and that's probably anywhere you go as well too with this, because it's a warm weekend. It's not ideal having it in January because Wangaratta can get quite hot, but it's not going to be as hot as what it possibly could. So I think it's looking at early 30s at the moment for most of the weekend.
Great. So sunny and 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Great dehydration 40. Weather.
Yeah, still better than 40 degrees though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then Saturday night we have the community celebration event, which is at the football club. That's a big, big event. So we've got about, I think, 200 teams and about 320 or 330 people turning up for that.
Okay.
That's already all locked, so all the dinners have been set up for that and sent off to the football club. So but other people can turn up but just won't be able to get the dinner that was on offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll go late into the night on the Saturday night.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure there'll be a few party-ons in the camping. Now, speaking of camping, I know there was an announcement a couple of days ago about some of the rearranged space.
Yes. So, COVID gets in its way every way it possibly can with us. Basically, they are turning the Wangaratta showgrounds into a COVID testing site, was what they decided. It had been a COVID testing site previously, and then they decided they didn't need it. Now they've decided that they do need it, and so they will be taking over the southern end of the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre. Sorry, it's the southern end of the showgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Means we had to move about 12 or 15 campsites that we'd had in the southern part, because they wanted to have a bit of a distance between the testing sites and the camping sites. We've since been told then they may not be using it as a COVID testing center. It's just too hard to move it back anyway, and they may change their minds last minute anyway. Yeah. So there probably won't be anybody there doing testing, but at the moment we're just erring on the side of caution and letting them have it if they need it. So it's it's better than what it could have been, because originally we were told they needed the whole showgrounds.
Oh, wow. That would have made the old heart do a little pitty-patter.
It was a bit of a tense sort of 12 hours before we got through that they only needed the southern part. So.
Wow. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's an absolute nightmare, isn't
it? We're still good and we're still up.
Excellent, excellent. I've just got a quick question here, or a couple of questions in the chat room for you. So the Adventure Labs that go live on Saturday, do you know what time they go live?
No, I don't. If Rob's in the chat room, he might be able to tell us. It'll be early in the morning, I would assume. They may even go live on the Friday night, but I'm assuming that they'll probably go live on the Saturday morning once the Cattle Pavilion opens.
And then a follow-on question from that is, how long will the event ALs be available?
They'll be available on the Saturday Sunday, but generally I think you usually get another week to log them after that. But you don't anymore, because you have to be on site to log them with the Adventure Lab app. Mm-hmm. So they'll be available on the Saturday and the Sunday.
Okay, so Saturday, Sunday, sort of to the end of the event, they'll be available.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Here's Patrick from Sweden. We're all sweltering in like 30-degree heat and he's shoveling 20-centimetre thick snow. Well, somewhere in between would be good, Patrick. Yeah. All right. Alrighty. So that is Saturday. What about what's happening on the Sunday?
Okay,
oh, actually, let's backtrack. Actually, sorry. What stalls have you got that are open from the Saturday?
Okay, so on the Saturday, the stalls will be Geo Stuff will be there, and we have the Geocaching Victoria Inc. Merchandise store will be there, so we'll have all our merchandise available for sale there, and people who've already paid for merchandise will be able to pick it up from that store.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Mr. Doctor's Invisible Containments as well too, which is a very interesting thing to look at. So he'll be there at different times through the mega as well too.
You got a fan in the chat room. You're welcome, Mark.
Yes, I know. Mark's great, isn't
he? Awesome. Now, also, I go through this usually as well. In terms of food, I presume you've got quite a range of food to cater for vegetarians, vegans, meat eaters, carnivores, all that.
It's very difficult to cater for everyone. So we have the Wangaratta Football Club will be providing food over the weekend. So they'll be providing a breakfast on the Saturday and the Sunday. And then they'll also be providing a barbecue lunch on the Saturday and the Sunday as well too.
Do you need to pre-book those, or is it just turn up?
No, that's just a turn up one. Okay. There'll be a coffee van there as well too.
Mm-hmm. And are they just prices as marked, or is it gold coin donation? Or
no, they're prices as marked.
Okay, cool. No worries. And you say there's going to be a coffee van there as well?
There'll be a coffee van there as well too on the Saturday and the Sunday morning.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Very good.
What is happening on the Sunday?
So Sunday is, we're starting off again. Obviously the registration and everything is opening up again at 9 o'clock on the Sunday morning. And that'll run till mid-afternoon, about 2 o'clock I think it's running to. And the GPS maze is open again at 10 o'clock on the Sunday morning. That'll run till the mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the path tag training session, it's open again at 11 o'clock at the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre, same as the Saturday. And then the closing ceremony will commence at 1 o'clock, where we'll start closing everything up. And then there'll be a farewell to the from Wangaratta event across the road again at Rotary Park, held at 2 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And the camping will go until about 2, 3 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon, where we really need people to start packing up and leaving, because that's the end of our tenure at the showgrounds.
Nice. So is that closing ceremony, is that an actual event, or is that just an informal?
No, closing ceremony is an informal. The farewell from Wangaratta event will be the actual event. That's across the road at Rotary. So the closing ceremony will be held outside of the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre. Mm-hmm. And that will be, so they'll be announcing things like the milestones, and they'll be announcing the winners for the different prizes that have been drawn and or won over the weekend. So yeah, we have things like the raffles, which is the first to find raffle, where you can buy tickets for the raffle. And if your name is drawn, you get to be the first to find for the mega. Mm-hmm. And you also get an unobtainium coin for that one.
Oh, cool.
And then our people, our lovely Macca mob, donate a lovely hamper every year that we do this, and so we raffle that hamper off as well too, and all the proceeds from both the hamper and from the first to find prize goes to the Northeast Health, which is the essentially the Wangaratta Hospital.
Okay, well, that's lovely. Good. Mm. Awesome. Now, you mentioned what did you just mention? You mentioned the prizes and yep, and that that's just gold coin, buy a ticket.
Yeah, usually I think they're $1 for a ticket or two, or three tickets for $2 usually. I'm pretty sure they'll be the same.
Nice. Alrighty, I've just got a couple of questions here from the chat room. Alrighty, Bernie Holloway, he wants to know, is there going to be a reviewer's table for question and answers?
No, we've really gone, as I said to you at the beginning, we really wanted to move away from doing any of the information sessions that we've done previously. And the main reason for that is because we really want people to concentrate on socialising of this mega. And that was including the reviewers that are coming along as well too. It's a big ask, and reviewers usually and almost always do it, and they're wonderful for doing it when we have asked them. Mm-hmm. But like any other case, we really wanted them to enjoy
the event.
Yeah, catching up with everyone as well too. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that those reviewer sessions will come back at Whittlesea, along with a lot of other information sessions. But for this one, it's the focus is really on getting people back together again and getting that socialisation.
Great. Excellent. There you go, Bernie. So not this time round, I'm afraid. Next question is from, if it won't run away from me, Jono. Will Signal be there so we can log the GC8 frog?
Okay, well, you might have a bit of an exclusive here. So we have a problem here with Signal. So the problem with Signal is he's not vaccinated.
Ah.
And so if he's not vaccinated, he can't come into the country.
Ah.
And we've tried to get around that, but unfortunately Signal doesn't play tennis either. So we can't
get around. He's not an elite athlete?
No, but seriously though, Signal is actually stuck in German customs.
Oh, and, okay.
He's not able to get to Australia. Ah. So Signal himself was supposed to be here, but unfortunately he won't be. However, those who are chasing the locationless will be able to have their photo taken in front of the Signal banner will be there. Unfortunately, Signal has not been able to make it there.
The old we've tried backup options, banner.
But the old backup. Signal, who was supposed to be here, has not arrived. So, but unfortunately.
Damn. Oh, well. Oh, well. Tried your best. These are the times, aren't they? Alrighty, Sandy says, can you tell us more about the maze and how people will be able to access it? Can we book a time or is it a lineup when we want to?
It's a lineup when you want to, yeah. The logistically was very difficult to organise a booking system. We didn't look at it, but yeah, it's it'll be lining up when you want to line up. The maze, basically what the maze is it's a travelling exhibit, which is educational exhibit about GPS and geocaching. It's quite phenomenal what the maze committee put together. Actually, I've seen quite a bit of it, and it's amazing. So it's definitely worth going along and having a walk through for sure.
Nice. And how long does it take you to get through the maze if you don't get lost?
I would imagine it would probably take 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how slow you go. Like, there's a lot of information in the maze, and if you sat there and read and listened to everything, you might be there for an hour, and there might be a lot of people telling you to kind of move on a bit quicker than that. Yeah. But, yeah, it's I would imagine 10 to 15 minutes to get through the maze, maybe that's a bit quicker and maybe a bit slower.
And I know there was an announcement earlier in the week about if you do turn up, like, Saturday morning, which will probably be the busiest time, there is going to be a limited space for lineup, that's right. So
yeah, it'll be using common sense again as well too, because we have our COVID safe plans and there's guidelines which we have to adhere to. So lining up, line up and keep you 1.5 meters apart. Yeah. If you are lining up, and if you, the line is getting, you know, very deep with 15 or 20 people, maybe consider walking away and going to have a look around the stalls and going and doing the adventure labs and finding a couple of caches and then coming back in an hour or so just to hopefully the line is a little bit slower. So everyone will be able to get through it over the whole weekend. Though, yeah, there's no doubt about that. For sure.
And there'll be plenty to do to entertain yourself for an hour or two on site, so that shouldn't be a problem.
And lots of people to talk to.
Absolutely, yeah, meet new friends you've never met before. So Julie, right. She says that she's won one of the Mac and Bob's raffles, raffles before, and it was absolutely awesome. So I can't wait to see it now.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it food items or is it geocaching items?
Yeah. Food items.
Food.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they know their stuff.
Excellent, excellent. Oh, that's awesome. What else can we got? We got here Lauren. Thank you for chiming in, Lauren. LauriGus74. Will there be a puzzle cache help session?
No, again, yeah, the sessions are something which we are not doing this time around. It's, again, it detracts from the sort of theme that we were trying to do, which is everybody catching up. Again, puzzle cache themes, puzzle cache sessions will come back in Whittlesea, I'm sure. But, yeah, this one here, we, again, wanted to just concentrate on socialisation of it. So you then need to ask volunteers to run those sessions. And that's taking their time out of it as well too. So we're just trying to just focus on that.
Yeah. Well, seeing as you just mentioned volunteers, I might jump onto that topic there as well. So I know it takes quite a few volunteers to also help out running the event. So if you want to just talk a little bit about the volunteers and how people can volunteer and what's involved.
Yeah, so there's a volunteer form which has been sent out through our socials a few times already. Pretty much most of the volunteer positions are filled now, which is great. Like it's not an easy thing to do. No. We have had a few volunteers who've had to pull out and it's the same thing with a number of attendees. If they're having to isolate, they're obviously not going to be able to come along to the mega event. So if you're still thinking of volunteering, you can still fill out that form. And we'll still be able to find a place, which it makes it a lot easier when you've got people floating around who it may not even have a specific job, but we can say, hey, can you quickly do this or that or whatever. It's that's handy things to have for sure.
Yeah, that's right. So jump on Geocaching Victoria on Facebook, scroll through their feed there, and you'll be able to find the link. If you'd like to see what's left to volunteer, I'm sure they would very much appreciate any help you can give them. So that's awesome. Another question here from Di, who is also known as the Bebis. Thanks for joining us, Di. Are dogs allowed on site?
Yeah, so dogs are allowed on the site at the showgrounds. So that's where everybody's camping. So you're allowed there, but as long as they're under control, which means being on a lead and controlled by a human at all times. The dogs are not permitted in the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre unless you have the correct paperwork to allow a dog in there. So, you know, assistance dogs, essentially. But the people at the front desk will. It's at a sports and aquatic centre, so there's a front desk which you'll be going past, and they'll be checking all sorts of things like that and vaccination, all the details, because it's their site.
That's a good point, and leads me on to my next question. Is everyone who is attending, they do need the, what's it called, the Victoria Government app for QR code check-ins?
That's right, yeah, the Services Victoria app.
Services Victoria, that's it.
Yep.
So that
which
one's
is a fairly easy app to download and actually use compared to the New South Wales one.
Oh, really?
I found the New South Wales one a little bit difficult to navigate and to download, but the Victorian one... just a straight download and a straight link up to my Gov account. So, you'll need that.
You need to log in and put your vaccination pass onto that app as well?
Yep, so you can just share that from your Medicare app or from your MyGov directly onto that app. And it's very easy. Once you scan, you'll need it to go anywhere if you're in Victoria, so supermarkets and bars or cafes. Anywhere you're going to walk into, you're going to need that app on your phone to scan in.
Great. All right. So get the Service Victoria app. You've got a few days left to sort out how to connect your vaccination passport and connect all of that. Now, there was another question up here before, which I wanted to elaborate on. Yes, the car ribbons. I believe the colour is light blue this year. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
All right. So put those on your car, on the wing mirrors or off the aerial or bumper bars, anything.
Yep, all of them if you want.
Yeah. Just wrap it in blue. So light blue is the colour. And I had someone tell me a comment the other day, which I thought was a good idea, was try and pick a thick ribbon so that you can see it, not a really thin one. So I thought that was a good one. Hmm. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Sharon. Light blue ribbon for everybody. Oh, I've got a couple of questions here. That's right, Darren. Always love spot the cashier on the phone.
It's actually very good also around the town for people like the council and the businesses who've been supporting us to see, you know, that there are a lot of people being brought into town because of this event, and the blue ribbons and the flags and all that sort of stuff really do help with that.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. I've just got another quick question here. You mentioned before the Whittlesea event. Do you have any more details on that one?
Not on me at the moment, but all the details for that will be announced straight after the Wangaratta event.
I was going to say probably after this one.
Yep.
Let's get
usually
through
in the afternoon of the Sunday it gets announced. So
yeah, let's get through this event first. Good question here from Throsby Church. Thank you for that. Do you need to be vaccinated to attend?
Okay, so you need to be vaccinated to enter the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre, and inside the Wangaratta Sports and Aquatic Centre will be the logbook for the maze and the logbook for the mega. Right. So the logbook for the maze won't leave the Sports and Aquatic Centre because you have to complete the maze before you can sign the logbook. Mm-hmm. But the logbook for the mega will spend some time outside the Sports and Aquatic Centre, so those people who aren't vaccinated and aren't able to enter the Sports and Aquatic Centre, we'll still be able to sign the logbook for the mega event. So on the Sunday, the times will be announced on the Sunday, but the logbook will come outside, and people who haven't been able to log it inside will be able to log it outside. The community celebration event on the Saturday night is purely indoors as well too, but if you're around outside, you won't be allowed inside because, again, the football club won't allow unvaccinated people inside unless they've got an exemption. So that logbook won't be available. That won't have a logbook. So you'll be able to, if you're at the venue, you can still log it as an attendant, even though there won't be an actual logbook. Right. The other two events, which is the Welcome to Wangaratta event, other three events, the Welcome to Wangaratta event, the Farewell from Wangaratta event, and the CETO are all outdoor events without logbooks. So you can go along to those and certainly attend those, no problem at all.
Excellent.
So the only major exception will be the maze.
Basically anything indoors.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, cool. All right, thanks, fellas. Really appreciate that. Another question here from Kate Golightly. The campfires, are they allowed in the campgrounds this year?
No, they won't be allowed in the campgrounds. There's no fire facilities at the showgrounds. And I'm pretty sure the Wangaratta LGA would now be under
Fire bans or something?
Fire restrictions now too. So, yep. Yeah, no camp. There's no bonfires in January in Victoria. It's not really
fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Just got a question here from AKM. Still trying to catch up with myself, let alone go find what the associated events are and log will attend. Didn't know that we had to pre-book dinner for the GC event. Is it too late to book that now?
It is. Yeah, I've sent the numbers off to the for the community celebration event. Only literally as we were coming up this morning, so this afternoon. So, yeah, for the dinners, it is. You can still go along to the community celebration event. Just all the dinners have been, all the numbers for the dinners have been sent off now. So everyone who didn't make that boat, no free dinner, but certainly come along and say hello, and the drinks will be available at bar prices, et cetera, as well too.
Yeah. So you can still get a dinner, you're just not a free one.
Probably not actually get a dinner, because the football club will only be doing those dinners that we've sent off, so...
Cool. Alrighty. So basically, that is really everything in a nutshell.
There's a lot happening.
Not a very small nutshell. It's a big nutshell, but that's all right. So that's what is happening over the weekend. So if you've got any more questions, chuck them into the chat. But that's basically the question portion of the show done and dusted. Let me just move this around here. Let me just check. Great. Okay, so basically that's the event. If you've got any more questions, chuck them in the chat room. Oh, Annie, that's a bit... I don't know if we're going to be able to answer this one. Any surprise caches being published?
Not that I've organised or that I know about. I do know that, so the Wangaratta LGA, I believe it was number two for the most caches of any LGA in Victoria. So there's already a lot of caches in there, but there's certainly some of the local caches are very keen to try and nab that number one spot. So maybe there might be some in the pipeline, but nothing that I'm associated with at all. So
good question,
Annie.
I will
be as surprised as you, Annie, if they could pop up.
Everyone will be out there. Now, another good question here from Sandy and Heather. Do we need cash or can we tap and pay at most places? And are the food vans cash only, would you know?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about the coffee van. Certainly the football club will be able to tap and pay. I would think that the coffee van has those facilities, but I don't have that information on me at the moment. I do believe that GeoStuff would have a tap and pay if shopping at their stall, and certainly the Geocaching Victoria stall has a tap and pay. As for the raffles, though, they would probably be cash only because they're just $1 or $2 raffles. So.
Yep. So have some cash on you just for little things, raffles.
And just for the $1, $2 things here. But I'm pretty sure most vendors these days would have a tap and pay facility for sure.
Tap squares and whatnot that you can use. So, thank you, Joe. All events and activities, they can be found on the Geocaching Victoria website and on the Facebook page. So if you're not sure.
Joe is our president.
Whoa, hail the president. Thanks for joining us, Joe. Appreciate it. You're making sure we're getting it all correct.
He's probably watching over me.
That's right. Oh, dear. Okay. So I'll just I'll pop this up one more time for you. So this is the schedule of the entire event from Friday, through to Sunday. Jump on the website. You can see that there. Print that off. Save it to your phone. Put it in your calendar, whatever you like, so you don't miss a thing. All right, well, I think that is pretty much everything, but if you've still got a question that we haven't answered, please put them in the chat room. That is not a problem. I will get back to them, but let us move on. Did you cover everything you wanted to cover, Day?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so let us move on to the photo comp. So the photo comp is a competition we are hosting every month here on GDU. You can enter your photo into a competition, and if it gets selected, you will go into the 2023 photo comp calendar. So let's get on and announce who the winner is for that one.
Do you think I've got a chance, do you reckon? What for? How about the calendar photo of the month? Let's see this month's winner.
Thank you very much. Okay, so this month, which is actually December, this month has seen some wonderful entries into the calendar photo comp. If you haven't seen it, check it out on Facebook. It's pinned to the top of the page, or you can scroll through for last month's entries. But last month's winner was this one here, so congratulations to Robert Dansforth. So big, massive shout-out to Robert. Thank you for submitting that picture there. That is a picture of the Lonely Sentinel, which is GC1GP3Y, from the Cache of the Century. So this geocache is located in the ACT in the Namaji National Park, right on the border of ACT and New South Wales. It was placed in September of 2008. It's a good one for the Jasmine Grid chasers. So if you have a chance and you want a decent hike, get up there and find that one. It has 17 finds in just over 13 years. So quite a decent walk. You will see why it has only had 17 finds in 13 years when you go to do it. So please read the cache page properly. Thanks for submitting, Robert. Really appreciate that. You'll see your picture in the 2023 GDU calendar. So let me get rid of that one there. If you have an awesome photo while you were geocaching, you can put that into this month's photo comp. Let me pop that up on the screen here for you so you can see that one. There it is there. This is the January photo comp. So find that post, which is pinned to the top of the Facebook page. Put your picture in the comments. Put in the GC code and the title and a little bit of information about the cache, just so we can go and scope it out and have a little look-see. While you're there, why don't you also vote for your favourite? Just put a like or a love or a laugh, anything, all reactions count towards the winner. So that's the January photo comp there. Go and submit your photos. Now, you could be in the GDU 2023 calendar. While I'm speaking of calendars, just get one in my hot little hand here. So this is the GDU 2022 calendar. They are available on geostuff.com.au. You can buy that now. I believe they are bringing some to the Wangaratta Mega as well. There we go. So each one has a little code, so you can get a discount each month with Geostuff as well. And these are all the winners from 2021, all their photos there through the month. So you can... go and see Geostuff in the stalls and grab one of those while you're at the Wangaratta event, or you can jump online and buy it through the website. Alrighty, so that's the photos. Let's get on to the prizes for this month. So we've got some awesome prizes, so please be bated breath, and here we go.
Oh, say can you see... PCE, I heard that geostuff.com.au, that's right, geostuff.com.au is your main sponsor. How cool are they? Thank you so much to John and Di from geostuff.com.au. I heard you got some prizes this month. Let's get to the prizes.
So thanks for joining me here at GDU Live and all the replay viewers and listeners. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your support. Now we're going to have a prize draw thanks to John and Di at geostuff.com.au, who I believe are already in the hot seat in Wangaratta getting ready for the mega. So prize number one is going to be a $25 gift voucher for Geostuff. So let me pop that one up there. So you get a $25 voucher. There's two of these to win. So two people will win a $25 voucher. You can use it online or at Wangaratta if you are heading to Wangaratta. So get ready, because we have some really tricky questions. Now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to throw this over to you, Day, and okay. I'll get you to ask these questions. So if you've got that handy,
yep,
feel free to ask question one.
All right, so question one. According to Project GC, there are 26 Australian teams that have logged a GPS adventure maze elsewhere in the world before. Eight of these Australian caches also have over 10,000 finds in total. Can you name the Australian geocacher who has attended a GPS adventure maze, has over 10,000 finds to their name, and whose handle starts with the letter J?
That is a corker of a question. So while everyone's furiously racking their brains to try and figure this one out, I'll just get you to ask that question again for us, Dane.
Okay, so there are 26 Australian teams that have logged a GPS adventure maze elsewhere in the world before. Eight of these Australian caches also have over 10,000 finds in total. Can you name the Australian geocacher who has attended a GPS adventure maze, has over 10,000 finds, and whose handle starts with the letter J?
Oh, boy, that's a tricky one. All right, so we do have some answers coming in there. While they are coming through, let's just have a quick look here. So thanks for joining us, Grubfred. Better late than never. Same John and Di, thank you. Probably sitting there in the caravan having a drink or 75. Alrighty, who we got here? So, Thrills Beyond Church, they reckon it is JJAU. So does Di. Dan, Darkside Dan, he reckons JBeam. Oh, Julesh is on the JNJAU train as well. Bernie reckons Jule. Wouldn't that be something? Oh dear, here we go. What do we got here? Ross, he reckons J Willow.
No, it's not J Willow.
J Willow. There's everyone else, Sebastian, AKM, all on the J and JAU. he's snaveled a answer there with Jalgaray. not quite, mate, not quite. Good try.
No, no.
Excellent. All right, who else have we got here? Themed, reckons JJ52. No, not JJ52. Thanks for joining us all seven. Thanks, Heather, appreciate you being here. Darren Archer up in Queensland. He's popped in an answer here. Juju57, and so is Jono, actually. Juju57.
That's not Juju57.
Oh, well. Do you have any follow-up teaser prompters that might help people?
Oh, let's have a quick look and see what I can find.
This is definitely a tricky one, guys. So, yeah. Darren Archer reckons maybe Jacinta 29.
No, it's not Jacinta 29. I believe this person, they've said they're from Australia, Mandara, but they cache between Australia and Germany normally.
Oh, okay then. There you go. Hopefully that helps you. Normally cache between Australia and Germany, built in Majura. There we go. Kitty Catch reckons maybe Jacinta 29.
Not Jacinta 29.
Themed is gone. Jeremiah Bullfrog. So was Kitty Catch.
Mark Hibbert has it.
Hey, hey, there we go. We've got a winner. Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations, Mark. Dearie me. Excellent job, Mark. All right, you have got a $25 gift voucher to spend with GeoStuff. Congratulations. Very well. With your answer of Jackie Legs 44, which was correct. That is awesome. Cool. Excellent. Alrighty, guys. So, stop guessing. That is the end of that round. Kitty Catch, you kind of got there. It's not quite Jackly Legs. Maybe that's a bit of a typo, but yeah, no, not in. So, Mark Heber, Team Canary, thank you for that. Puzzles are your forte, and you got that one correct. Good job. Okay, we're going to do that again for another $25 voucher. So, when you're ready, Day, I'll get you to ask the second question.
All right. Next question. So, the nearest other mega event ever held to the mega that's going to be in Wangaratta this weekend was the one held in Albury in 2012. It was 67.33 kilometres away, according to the posted coordinates. At Easter this year, the mega in Townsville will be the most remote mega held in Australia, being 1,065 kilometres from the nearest other mega event. So the question is, of the 14 previously run mega events held around Australia, which currently holds the title as being the furthest from any other?
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's another tricky one. I can't believe that. I don't know who's going to get that one. So of the 14 previously run mega events held around Australia, which currently holds the title as being the furthest from any other? Oh, dear. So you're sort of thinking of two here, really.
They
need to be further from one another. We've got some answers coming in. What do we got here?
So Daybro and Stanthorpe are quite close to each other. So
Daybro. So Brainiac and Ben, try again.
And Red Center wasn't a mega event. Okay. Bernie, sorry.
Bernie, nope, not Red Center.
Not Alice Springs.
Alice Springs. Ozfoss reckons Perth. Yeah, it's pretty far away, but.
No, yeah, so Sonata is actually reasonably close to Millicent and actually fairly close to Parkville.
Mark, he's gone with Canberra.
Yeah, so Canberra was quite close to Wagga as well too, so that was doesn't quite get into there. But we do have a winner down here at Azzo, MTB.
Oh my God, everything's going too fast. Let me just find Azzo. Azzo, there we go, Azzo MTB.
There it is.
Hey! Congratulations, Azzo MTB. You have won a $25 geostuff.com. Not that one. That one. $25 gift voucher with GeoStuff. So if you're heading to the Mega in Wangaratta this weekend, you can redeem it in the stall or you can redeem it online. So congratulations, Azzo MTB. I will be in contact with you and find out which way you are going, if you're going to the mega or not. That will be awesome. All right, well, I've just kind of spoiled it there. But the next big prize, which is super awesome, and thank you very much, Geocaching Victoria. Really, really appreciate your generosity with this. This is the second prize, or third prize for the night, I should say, even though I've labelled it number two. This is the Wangaratta Unobtainium 2022 Wangaratta Geo Coin. So this is the prize. If you thought the question was going to be easier for this, you are kidding yourselves. Absolutely kidding yourselves. So another difficult question on behalf of Geocaching Victoria. So when you're ready, Day, I'll get you to read out the question.
All right. So this question revolves around our megas. Over the last five mega events that Geocaching Victoria have run, there have been actually five luckies who have attended them from the Geocaching HQ in Seattle. What is the geocaching name of the lucky who attended one of our megas that starts with the letter S?
Oh dear. Everyone get your answers in. Starts with the letter S. Can't be too many.
No, there's only been five luckies. What's there the name of the one which attended which starts with the letter S?
There you go. Thanks, John. Yeah, congratulations to the two winners of the geostuff.com.au voucher, $25 voucher. I will be in contact with them. That's right, Kitty Cat, very, very shiny. Very shiny indeed. All right, we've got some answers coming in. What do we got here? Bernie reckons it's Sam.
No.
Darren reckons it was Stephen.
Rock Chalk doesn't start with an S, and Nicole came to one of ours. That doesn't start with an S. Stephen wasn't one. We are looking for their geocaching handle.
Geocaching handle, everybody. Not first name, so slightly Sarah.
No, that's not correct.
Throws me on church.
I know starts with S. That's not correct.
They start with S, but we're looking for a geocaching name. So what is the geocaching name of the lackey who attended one of our mega events that starts with the letter S? There has only
not
been...
Not Signal.
Sneaky answer there. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Shauna.
Shauna.
No.
Looking for their geocaching handle that starts with the letter S.
Thanks, John. Sven. Alrighty.
One of our five megas.
One of the five megas.
2015 was Melbourne. 2016 was Anglesey.
Look out. I think we've got a winner there. We've got a winner. No. Wait, not that one. That one there. Congratulations. Let me just put that one there. Thomas the Tank Engine with Sassy Bandit. Good job. Good job, Thomas. You have won this super incredible, totally amazing, super rare, one of 17 Geocaching Victoria Unobtainium Geocoins. My goodness me, how lucky are you? That is awesome. That is your prize.
Well done, Thomas.
Very well done indeed. Let me get rid of that one there. So I'll be in contact with you after the show, Thomas. I think you're going to the Mega, so I'll check in with you and just see if you want to pick it up or if you want that one posted. But I will be in contact with you regardless, and same as the other winners, and just find out what you would like to do. So that is right. Congratulations to Tank Engine. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's right, Julie. Wahoo! That's right. So congratulations. Well done. That is all the prizes for this episode. So thank you very much. All right. So don't forget, if you enjoyed tonight's show, don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, or you can follow on Facebook. Hit the bell so you get the reminder. That's the bell. And so you don't miss out on an episode. And let me just pop that one over there. Congrats, Tank Engine. That's right. Congrats to all the winners. Thank you for watching live. You've got to be here live to win, and you've got to be in it to win it. So thank you for all your guesses and participating. That is awesome. Thank you very much. Now, don't forget to write in with your stories and questions, or if you'd like to join me on the show, let me know at geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. Let me know what's happening in your neck of the woods too, or anything else you'd like to share on the show. If not, just tell me what topics you want to hear more about, and I will do my best to get a guest on or an expert and share some information on the show. Remember, this show is for you, so I am trying to make it fun, and hopefully you enjoy it all. So that is awesome. Julie, leaving tomorrow. Wahey, one more sleep. That is right. That's wicked. Alrighty, Darren, we'll see you there at the Mega. That's great. So massive thanks to our sponsors, Laney at LK Consulting. Thank you very much for all your special help. There on the screen for you, LK Consulting Group is a sponsor of mine, a Help Me With Marketing and Mentoring program. If you need any marketing, please get in contact with LK Consulting Group. You cannot go past LK Consulting Group for marketing help. Thank you to GeoStuff, my major sponsor there. Thank you very much for prizes each month. Super awesome. And thanks to Mum for covering the cost of some of the cost of bringing you the show. Also, big, massive thanks to our Patreons. So special thanks to our Patreons. Let me pop them all here on the screen for you. So we've got See Michelle, Kitty Catch, Kingfisher AU, Snappy Tomcats, Jule, Darren Archer, Captain Roverman, DTY, Wollaston Bench, 5150, Jamie Backwards, Houston, Texas Dave, all the way from Texas in America, and Founder Podcast, Patrick and Trish from Sweden. Thank you very much. Super appreciate that. And I have a new Patreon as of last month. So thank you very much. And he is in the chat room tonight. I did see his awesome little avatar there earlier. So thanks to Team Casho. Thanks for joining the GDU Patreon family. Really, really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Remember, if you would like to become a Patreon, you can do so. You can support us on Patreon, which is just www.patreon.com/GDU podcast. You can support from as little as $3 a month, and that is in Aussie dollars. So that is awesome. Thank you. What else have we got here? That's right, Kitty Catch. Thank you to Jay and the committee for all their hard work. I know it's been many, many, many months in the making. So thank you. Appreciate that. And a big thank you for joining us. Joining me tonight to bring everyone the information. So thank you.
No worries.
And so if you're going to the Mega, enjoy. If not, we will see you on the show again on the 8th of February, where I have another cracker show lined up for you. So I'm PCE from GDU. Once again, thank you for joining us live, and thank you to all the replay viewers. It's been fun, and don't forget to get lost with GDU.